I think it's safe to say that Chopin was not only one of the most popular composers who ever lived, but one of the most original, and the two very rarely go together. But with Chopin, that's par for the course. He was the very embodiment of paradox. He wrote some of the most romantic music ever written, but he hated romanticism. The only two composers whose music he really adored were Bach and Mozart. Probably the greatest single influence on his style was opera, yet he never even tried to write an opera of his own. In fact, he confined himself from the beginning of his career to what on the face of it is the least vocal of all instruments, a basically percussive contraption in which every note starts at its loudest and then fades willy-nilly. The fact is that the piano is really a box of tricks, and no sorcerer ever drew more magical illusions from it than Chopin. With Mozartian simplicity and economy, he became the first composer to reveal what's often been called the soul of the piano, a world of sound that Mozart himself probably never even dreamt of. When Arthur Rubinstein said that Chopin was the first composer who made the piano sing, he wasn't far wrong.